Good afternoon. This is Ed Smith, your Mills County Judge, with the Weekly Judges Report, recorded June 12th for broadcast on June 13th at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. on your local radio station, KRNR, Community Radio Goldthwaite and Mills County. To start with some public service announcements, the county continues to need road material. If you have a place in the country and available caliche, please let your commissioner know. We will come and dig it up ourselves and haul it off. This will save us all tax dollars and improve the quality of the roads across the county. For years, this was the way county roads were maintained, with each rancher donating road material. Over time, somehow, as property changes hands, this practice has fallen by the wayside in some places. So please, let's resurrect it and call your commissioner. Secondly, we have an opening for a veteran service officer. No experience is necessary, although you must have an honorable discharge from the armed forces or be a surviving spouse. Ads have run in the Goldthwaite Eagle. The job description and an application are available through the county's website, or you can come see me at the county judge's office in the courthouse. We had a commissioner's court meeting this week. A couple of things to report. First of all, there is no burn ban or fireworks ban going into the 4th of July. We discussed it, but to ban fireworks, the county must meet a Forest Service drought index that's set by statute. Mills County is so far from that index right now that there is no way to justify a fireworks ban. So for the first time in as long as I can remember, the sale and use of fireworks is not prohibited. Although I beg you to use common sense, both the volunteer firemen and your county employees would sincerely appreciate it. Unfortunately, I have no progress to report on my attempts to open County Road 308 to the public. It remains closed with a fence across it. I'm not giving up, although my next effort may be an attempt to abandon the road or terminate county maintenance of it. Old timers may remember when Commissioner's Court met on the second and fourth Monday of each month at 9 o'clock in the morning. That was changed a year or two ago following an attorney's general opinion that had to do with prior approval of county payroll and other expenses before each check was cut. At that point, Commissioner's Court changed to afternoon meetings on every other week to line up with payroll preparation. The recent legislature has passed a law that basically reverses that attorney general opinion. And the Commissioner's Court, in accordance with that law, has authorized the Treasurer to make certain payments for budgeted payroll and utilities without waiting for a Commissioner's Court ruling on each check. Therefore, Commissioner's Court is back to meeting on the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 9 in the morning. This is noted on the county website, was noted in an article in the Eagle this week, and I look forward to seeing you at 9 o'clock in the morning on June 24th, which is our next meeting. If you show up at 3 in the afternoon, which was the old schedule, the room may be fairly empty. Well, that's it for this week. Look forward to next week and visiting with everybody again. This is Ed Smith, Mills County Judge.